Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, June 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Whiskey Galore, 1949 film. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating narratives hidden within Wikipedia articles. I'm Alloy, and today we're talking about a gem of British cinema, the 1949 film Whiskey Galore. Based on the novel by Compton Mackenzie, Whiskey Galore is a delightful comedy depicting the eccentricities and resourcefulness of a Scottish island community during wartime. Set against the backdrop of World War II, the story takes place on the fictional Isle of Tadhg in the Outer Hebrides. The islanders face a dire situation. They've run out of whiskey, a scenario so dreadful it disrupts the very fabric of their daily life. Imagine the panic when their liquid comfort, their social glue, evaporates into thin air. Then, as if sent by divine providence, a cargo ship named the SS Cabinet Minister strands on the rocks with a precious cargo. 50,000 cases of whiskey. What ensues is a light-hearted yet tense battle of wits between the wily islanders and the strict, by-the-book home guard captain Paul Waggett, who aims to prevent the locals from salvaging the whiskey. It's amusing to see how the islanders' ingenuity repeatedly outsmarts the bureaucracy. Interestingly, the film is as much a product of its time as it is about a bygone era. When it was released in 1949, Britain was still recovering from the war, rationing was in place, and the memories of wartime shortages were fresh in everyone's minds. This context added a level of authenticity and relatability to the film, making it more than just a comedy. Now let's delve into the characters. There's Captain Waggett, played by Basil Radford, who epitomizes the stiff upper lip British officer. His adherence to rules provides a perfect foil to the islanders' carefree ways. And then there's the islanders themselves, like Joseph McCroon and his daughters Peggy and Catriona, who embody the community spirit and resilience. The dynamic between these characters is the heart of the film. The real-life story behind Whiskey Galore is just as fascinating. The novel was inspired by the true event of the SS politician running aground in 1941 off the Isle of Eriskay, with its cargo also consisting of whiskey. The islanders' spirited attempts to recover the whiskey while evading customs officials was a tale ripe for adaptation. This event has become part of Hebridean folklore, and the film captures this legendary status brilliantly. Director Alexander McKendrick, who would later gain fame for his work with Ealing Studios, helmed the project. McKendrick's knack for blending humor with social commentary is evident throughout the film. His direction invites audiences to laugh at the absurdity of the situation, while subtly critiquing the often rigid structures of authority. Cinematographically, Whiskey Galore presents a charming, almost nostalgic view of island life. The decision to shoot on location in the Outer Hebrides added authenticity and breathtaking scenery to the film. These visuals contrasted starkly with the post-war urban life that many contemporary viewers were trying to escape. Did you know that Whiskey Galore was part of a cycle of films produced by Ealing Studios known as the Ealing Comedies? This group of films, renowned for their nimble wit and keen social observation, include classics like The Lavender Hill Mob and Kind Hearts and Coronets. These films were significantly influential, shaping the landscape of British cinema through their unique combination of charm and satire. Thinking about how Whiskey Galore resonates today raises some interesting questions. Could the film be seen as a metaphor for our current global and societal dilemmas? Consider how the islanders' plight for whiskey parallels modern societal battles for resources, or their rebellion against authority reflects current debates around governance and autonomy. What do you think? Have you seen similar dynamics play out in your life or community? Additionally, the film's portrayal of communal effort and ingenuity in the face of adversity holds lessons for us today. We've seen communities around the world come together during crises, showing that the spirit of resilience and collective effort is timeless. For those who've never seen Whiskey Galore, or perhaps are revisiting it after many years, it's not just a relic of post-war cinema, but a narrative with timeless relevance. The laughter it provokes is underlined by the recognition of shared human experiences, struggles over resources, the push and pull between rules and rebellion, and the joy found in community. And here's something fascinating for film buffs. The film was remade in 2016, proof of its enduring appeal and relevance. While remakes often struggle to capture the charm of the original, the very decision to redo Whiskey Galore speaks volumes about its place in cinematic history. How does the remake compare to the original? This could be a great point of discussion for your next movie night. As we wrap up today's episode of Wikipedia, I'm reminded of a line from the film that encapsulates its spirit. It's a peculiar thing, when the whiskey stops, all your troubles come back. It suggests that while whiskey might be the story's focal point, the real message is about how communities face and overcome adversity, finding humor even in the direst circumstances. So have you seen Whiskey Galore? What are your thoughts on its portrayal of island life, resourcefulness, and authority? How do you think it relates to today's world? Take a moment to reflect, and maybe even watch the film if you haven't already. Thank you for joining today's episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious, and until our next exploration, keep questioning and discovering the world through the lens of history and culture. Let's continue to take these captivating journeys together, delving into stories that blend past and present, tradition and innovation. Cheers. And there you have it, a brief yet rich dive into the whimsical world of Whiskey Galore. Remember, the stories of yesterday can often hold unexpected lessons for today. Until next time on Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Whiskey Galore, 1949 film. Thanks for listening. See you next time.